I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We try to put the truth first here whenever we can. And I do have sources. Reuters, my source, Andrea Shalal, meat packers' profit margins jumped 300% during the pandemic. This article published on December 10th, just a little bit, CJ. For the biggest meat processing companies, using their market power in the highly consolidated U.S. market to drive up meat prices and underpay farmers have tripled their own net profit margins during the pandemic. Did you get that, CJ? So they're blaming it on the supply chains, but understand it is something of a monopoly. Four companies process 55 to 85% of all the beef, poultry, and pork in the entire nation. Four companies. So if these four companies decide, well, you know, there's supply chain issues, quote unquote, they raise the cost to the consumer. So there is price inflation, right? But if their profits are up 300% overall during the pandemic, during that same time frame, CJ, really what they're doing is they're sticking it to the American people. They're using the excuse to stick it to the American people. And they're using the shadow and the cover of rampant inflation, right? No doubt. Consumer prices are up, CJ. The American people are concerned about it. But if you think these corporations are working with us, they're not, CJ. They're more than willing to squeeze every you know what, out of that nickel. They'll squeeze that nickel. They'll squeeze every nickel out of your pocket, buddy. So let's not pretend that this is entirely driven by some massive rampant inflation and printing of money, because that's not entirely true. In fact, most of it's not true, CJ. A lot of it's profit-driven. And corporations, look at their profit margins. Why do you think the markets are up 37%? Because big corporations are being driven by high profits and stock buyback, CJ. They buy back their own stock. They drive up their own stock price, and they pay their investors, their stock owners, dividends. Well, CJ, that's not inflation. That's capitalism, as they call it. 844-967-2789. Dick from Madison. Dick, you better be there. What do you got for us?
I'm here. In CJ's world, too, the pandemic and how his buddy administered to it has nothing to do with these inflationary things. I mean, we're still dragging our way out of the worst pandemic in 100 years. And a lot of things that happened during that, of course you're not going to produce as much when nobody's driving to, you know, and oil prices. But to earlier today...
But Dick, you're talking about the prior, a year ago. When you look at year-over-year prices, a year ago, we were in the midst of a pandemic. You're right. People were barely going to grandma's house a year ago, and gas prices were depressed. But it was like $3.54 bucks a gallon 5, 8, 10 years ago, dude. This is not the first time gas prices spiked.
No. Question for you. Who was the person in those tweets that you were talking about that from the media that said, "You're ruining your legacy, sir"?
I believe Laura Ingraham was specifically quoted.
No, here's what you're doing. You're putting an exclamation point on your legacy. Your whole legacy was the way you ended there on January 6th. Think about it. Charlotte, every single thing in his 4 years in office, he was always prodding, you know, in looking around for the worst way to administer to problems around the country.
Build that wall. Lock her up.
Yeah, right. So I don't think that that's tearing down his legacy. I think actually he was putting an exclamation point on it. I'm on the way out the door, and I might as well just go for it and show you just what a complete you-know-what I am.
Well, that put an exclamation point on it. Appreciate your call, Dick. Going to keep moving down the phones at 844-967-2789. Joe from Madison, you're next. Welcome, Joe.
Hi. I just was curious to know that apparently that Biden's performance, which is the strongest 2-year performance on growth, jobs, and income in decades, is can somehow considered substandard.
Hold on. Can't be 2 years yet, Joe. The guy has been on the job even barely, not even a year.
Excuse me. You're right. A one-year performance on growth, jobs, and income, which makes it even more remarkable. We've had the strongest job market since the 1960s.
But on the other hand, I think that is a little bit inflated too, Joe, because of course jobs were off. We were in the midst of a pandemic. To say that we are, you know, in the greatest job growth economy, I think, you know, should be an asterisk. You know, the nuance to that is, of course, we were in a pandemic a year ago, and a lot of people have made their way back into the workforce. And a lot of people, Joe, and you know, they talk about the people not coming off the sidelines, not getting back to work. I read an article last night, statistically speaking, CNN tells us it's actually people in the upper income brackets that were nearing retirement, people 55 and over that have been coasting on their high 401k returns and just said, you know what, I'm done. I'm retiring. I'm out of here. I don't need to participate in the labor force any longer. Joe, we talk about the lack of labor. It's not the young kids not coming back to work. It's those that are fed up with this system.
Yeah, but the jobs I see are not for people that are on the higher end. It's at the bakeries, it's at the grocery stores, it's at the gas stations, it's at the Quick Trips. That's where I see the notices for, please, we'll give you a signing bonus, please come by. Businesses are running ads saying for entry-level positions, please, we'll give you 15 an hour, please, signing bonus. That's not upper end. That's people
of
more average means. So I think if it were Trump with this kind of job performance, CJ would be tripping all over himself to tout what the miracle worker had done. When you call it a Biden boom, it is a Biden boom. And we are doing way better than we were under the reign of Donald Trump, who just did nothing when the pandemic happened. I mean, Joe Biden responded to it with a vigorous program from day one to get people vaccinated and to get people out of the slew that they were in by providing income to them, providing checks to them that tided people over and gave them money to spend. I didn't see any of that with Trump. There's no way to compare the two. And if CJ had the example of what Biden has been doing, he'd be ecstatic. But instead, it's, you know, sit on the sidelines and snipe because that's all he's got.
Joe, when I first started doing the show about 10 years ago, we played a soundbite with John Boehner in our opening of the show. Where are the jobs, Obama? Basically was the soundbite. And that was early in Obama's administration. Obviously, he inherited quite a mess from W. But if you'll recall, Barack Obama, you know, presided over, 75, 76 months or more of continuous job growth, over 22 million jobs. You know, Joe, it's always the Democrats outperforming on the metric of the economy. And that's the thing that Republicans never seemingly admit, even after the fact. You look at statistical analysis of the performance, the outcome, the stock market, the job growth. If you want to have a rip-roaring economy, CJ, go vote Democrat. Statistically, look it up. Google it. It's worth a Google. Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. A fine one, I hope you agree. Evan, thank you for joining me, helping out. Now stick around, at least locally. Earl Ingram's next, then Native Roots Radio, then the Up North Podcast, there, hey. It goes live at 7:00.